There we go right there.
What they do?
You putting your earrings on, boy? You putting your earrings on, boy?
One of one of my good homies having a grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? I got my turtleneck on. I'm gonna throw all these diamonds on and entertain some pretty girls tonight.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we got the Opa-locka goon, Mr. himself, you know what I mean? Bitch, I'm me, all that. Yo, my man Briscoe came to holler at me today. You know what I mean? Briscoe, how you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. I'm extremely blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wrapped the album with Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
We doing all types.
In a minute.
Yeah, you know, so I just feel good. I'm in a good space, man. I'm just doing this music, man, trying to get all the money I can.
Speaking about getting fly like you are right now, man, your image has done switched up, you know, big time. I be watching your Instagram, man. Your pictures are looking fly. Your swag is just not what it used to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you feeling, like, your health-wise and, you know what I mean?
Man, I feel better than I ever felt in my life. You know, before I went to prison, man, I was 140-some pounds. Now I'm 210. I'm beefy now. The girls say I'm beefy now. You know what I'm saying? So I just been basking in that glory, baby. I just been, you know what I'm saying, trying to switch it up. You know, I always been big on fashion and things like that. So, yeah, man, I'm taking chances with outfits and just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Look, you're looking fly, my man. You're looking fly.
Thanks, my brother.
You mentioned something about, you know, you coming out of jail. I'm going to be honest with you. This interview right here, I had no intentions of talking about that. You know what I mean? Reason why is a lot of people, you know, for me, a lot of people don't know.
You had a front row seat. That you had a front row seat.
It's not even front row seat, my nigga. It happened on my watch.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what I mean? Even though it just happened on my watch, so I don't. I'm not a negative guy. You know me, Briscoe. You know where I come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And till this day, I didn't appreciate that happening on my watch. I didn't appreciate how they came in my house and did that to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like I said, I wasn't here to talk about that, but I do want to say, you coming out of that situation and you already had mad food on your plate ready to be served to you.
Exactly. Like,
you know what I mean? Let's just talk about Love and Hip Hop alone. You know what I mean? How did you feel about that? You know, coming out of that and going straight into that?
I was blessed. That was an opportunity. I was blessed to be a part of the Love and Hip Hop Season 3, Miami, you know, and everything just worked in my favor, man. God just, you know, God put me through some affliction. I went through some affliction and just being jailed and away from my kids, away from the family and everything like that. So when I came back home, I was just so happy to breathe some Miami air. You know what I'm saying? I just knew I had to do the right thing. And you get what I'm saying? I had to do the right thing and be responsible this time. So that all molded me. Everything you're going through your life and shit molds you into the person that you ultimately are, you know what I'm saying? So I just think right now I'm just trying to display my talent as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? I want to get it through people's head that I'm one of the best. Don't sleep on Briscoe.
Yeah, you are one of the best, man. And how do you feel about, you know, the talent coming out of Miami, how it was back in the days versus now? You know what I mean?
I love it. I support everybody, you know what I'm saying? Anytime I see the new guys coming up, I always try to get in with them and you know what I'm saying, before they blossom into the artist that I see that they have the potential to be. So, yeah. You know, I love all the new artists. I love Major Nine. I love how relevant Ball Greasy stayed through the years. You know what I'm saying? I love how Deathlock and, you know what I'm saying, even your grind with Greenless, you know what I'm saying? I like how y'all been grinding it. Just everybody that's collective, Billy Blue, Iceberg, everybody. I love Miami. Even the kiddo mobs and the new, you know what I'm saying, the new women, Jayla Anderson, a lot of them girls coming out. Shouts out to them.
Briscoe, So you teamed up with my guy, our guy, Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You guys are working on an album. What's the name of the album again?
Everything's a Blessing.
We just played the single right before you came on, Te Amo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that single going into the album. What's up with this single?
This single, it just felt so good, we had to do it now. Over there at Rebellion Records, Rebellion Film Company, man, I'm talking about these boys turned around and did that video in 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? We shot the video. When I woke up in the morning, I had the final cut. You know what I'm saying? So just a collective, this is a collective of individuals that see got the same vision. Black Billionaire Society, which is my label, and me and my brother Ghost Rider, which is Rebellion, we just put it together. We Black Rockets, you know what I'm saying? So we just trying to take over the game. And this whole album, this Everything's a Blessing album, is like the Dade County, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z and Kanye. That's the feel we finna give you, you know what I'm saying? We finna be rapping for real and displaying our talents at an elite level.
Give me your top 3 records on that album.
Everything's a Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Win-win. I can't. That's my win-win, which is Ghost Rider's solo. That's his solo record. I do the hook. When I do my solo record, Ghost Rider does the hook. And it's a record on there called Welcome Back. Welcome Back. That, you know, we just, it's like we sparring, you know what I'm saying? It's competition, so it's on an elite level. We're on an elite level right now. We doing some big stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Give me a few good words about the man Ghost Rider. I know him personally. He's a great guy, man, and you know what I mean? Give me a few good words about this guy and why you chose to do this project with him.
Oh, man, you know, he vintage. He pole boy. You know what I'm saying? We was bred together and we was groomed together. And man, he got a heart of gold. He's if not the smartest person I know in this world. He's very spiritual. We have spiritual conversations every morning. You know what I'm saying? We connect, you know what I'm saying? So he's just an all-around great person, a humanitarian, just a man of God, you know what I'm saying? So that makes it way more easier to deal with. You know what I'm saying? He's a man of God with morals and a wife. You know what I'm saying? And my nephew and his son is like, you know, it's really family. It's family.
You know, coming out of the pandemic, by the way, how did you run through the pandemic? Did you run into any odd stuff? Did you run into some weird stuff? You had to block some people or block some situations out. Did you have to move a little different in the streets or stay more home?
Yeah, it's always good to stay home. You know what I'm saying? So I think as a man, you should work hard as you possibly could to buy the biggest house you possibly could. So I just go in different corners and angles of my house and I deal with my kids. You know what I'm saying? It gave me more time to deal with my kids. You feel me? Yeah, I know it's a hard time for everybody, so I just want everybody to be safe, you know what I'm saying, and wash your hands. We got to go through this again, so we know the routine, you know what I'm saying? This is familiar. So, yeah, but it wasn't hard for me. It was a time for family. We had barbecues damn near 4 times out of the week, you know what I'm saying? We just having fun and spending this time with family.
And you've been my family since day one, and I have to appreciate for always being a friend to me and you know, serving me with records, belt plates, you know what I mean? Just, you know, kicking it with me at all times whenever you can, man. And I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
I went through some hard times through the pandemic, you know what I mean? What advice would you give me for a person that had to, like, block off about 15 heads, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And watch out for what they call in the street fuck boys. And,
yeah.
Women out there trying to do things or try to fuck up your family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just think sometimes you got to leave it in God's hands. And a lot of times, you know, it's all about being responsible. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Get this. That's neato. It's all about being responsible and doing what's right for you. You know what I'm saying? And and being calculated and being cautious of what you do. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that it's time for people to be responsible. It's time for people to be grown. It's time for people it's time for us to man up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody ain't gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? Your friends today might not be your friends tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, you shouldn't let your left hand know what your right hand was doing. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Anything, any hazard that may be done to your health, you know what I'm saying? I suggest you run the other way. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Yeah.
I totally understand that. And I'm going to take that, you know what I mean, to the heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned po' boy. It's obviously still po' boy to this day.
Yeah, of course. E-Class, that's big homie. So, you know, we gonna rock how we gonna rock, because we was rocking like this before we did music. So, I you know, we never let the music deter the friendships and ruin the friendships. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to aid to each other's success and try to do, you know, what's best for your brother. You know what I'm saying?
You just celebrated a birthday, right?
Yeah, I just celebrated a birthday. Well, I just turned 28. Well, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was turning 25. I turned 28. You hear me?
They say in Ethiopia, you're 7 years younger than you are right now.
Yeah. You see this complexion? This shit don't come like, this don't come easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Before we get up out of here, let's just vibe right quick one more time for the people that didn't hear it. That they know that you got a new project that came out with Ghost Rider. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What they call him, Troy Jeffrey?
Oh man, Troy. Hey, Troy. Hey, listen. This man's a great man, man. I owe a lot to my brother, man. I'm indebted to my brother, man. That's my brother for life. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna raise each other kids. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get a whole bunch of money and buy Lamborghinis and buy Wagyu steak from Prime 112.
Yeah.
With a side of Max from finger licking.
Hey, man, I can always go for some finger licking, man. Some of them lobster bites.
You feel me? But this record is Dayamo. Everything's a blessing coming this summer. We're not gonna let the summer pass without giving y'all this classic album. Shouts out to my brother Ghost Rider, the Rebellion family. You know what I'm saying? Free Cadillac Shorty. Yeah, shouts out to Capo, the whole Black Billionaire Society, Rebellion Film Group, all the 40 Mil, all them big boys, you know what I'm saying? Old Mighty Killer Nito, GM Print. If y'all ever need a vehicle rap, go to GM Print. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shouts
Let's
out to Capo.
Let's bop our heads right quick. Let's bop our heads right quick. Let them hear it right quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Love me. It's special.
Let's go. Cadillac 60 or something with no top. Hip hop a punt and they wishing I go pop. Love still holding my heart. Red Fox, Gucci with the fantasy tip. No socks. Cross from the left to field. I'm three real. Cardi with the ice in the face. Four kills. At least the whole half of the city. OP Diddy. Ranch on the croutons, crowns, and cold spinach. Love me, show me your affection. I'm special. Give me your attention. The pins, I would never pitch them.
Who the fuck am I to be goat like even on a bad day? I feel like I'm both mics. 2-3 a little bit of pillow, most nice. Started kind of shaky, but I got the results right. Everything's a blessing, overstressing my own life. Tripping, finny carry on my connected flight. It's a mission, don't expedite me the difference I need in the fall. I'm Jerry Krause, you know I seldom believe in the bull. Trust me, I'm paving the way. I'm the Nick saving the day. Roll ties, pay ties, whipping Mercedes and gray versus 80 day. Might be 100 tomorrow. Settle for the wagon, I was bragging. I wanted the R, niggas don't want it with us. I swear, shoe shopping with Chris is 1200 a pair. Niggas wanna be rich, but they don't wanna prepare. Black women going missing, they don't want us to care, but you don't hear me. Forbidden fruit, but all of the apples equipped with Siri. Devil in my DM, I see him trying to get near me and spear me like Christ Jesus. I'm wearing them white zebras. My verses is high fevers collected like white preachers.
Black Mona Lisa, I'm painting this picture perfect. I just feel you couldn't afford to serve.
Hard to sleep at night when you're living with all these burdens. Confessions of a failure who couldn't fulfill a purpose.
Do you love me?
Do you love me or not?
Love me or not?
Whipping them exotics through the ghetto. Y'all love me or not? Y'all love me or not?
Trying to love me or not?
Hope you love me or not? No, I came from nothing. Ribs touching me.
I'm cutting the block. Do you love me or not?
Dope vibe, dope record, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, man. And I'm going to keep that on rotation over here, man, on me.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you, man. We need the hood, and we need them real, you know what I'm saying, them fans and them real music insiders and them real Colt Briscoe fans, you understand me?
Yeah.
We're going to embrace all the hate and all that, too.
It's going to come no matter what, Briscoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I pray for this.
That fuels us to be better at all times.
Of course.
Yo, shout out to DJ Daffy. I appreciate the badge, man. Briss, man, you know, I know you know a lot of DJs. But I know you know a DJ like me always been on my grind. Even after the pandemic, how I figured out how to, you know, continue to vibe on social media and still be able to help break records for artists such as yourself and indie artists or even big name artists, you know what I mean? And what, you know, give me a couple of words, how you enjoy DJs, how you love DJs, you know what I mean?
And oh, man.
How it's so important for your life to have DJs in your career.
You know, DJs are the real nucleus of the club. DJs are the nucleus of making us famous. You know what I'm saying? I think the DJ is needed to, they serve as an advocate. You know what I'm saying? People that really love music and know music, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. If you're a DJ that like that's what's popping right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be a DJ and control a crowd and captivate these people and turn these people up and you creating moments for these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just think keeping my, you know, y'all boys keep my legacy alive. I love when I walk in the club and I hear some Briscoe. I love when I'm parking and I jump out the car and I can hear the club. I can hear the music from the club and I hear some Briscoe. You know what I'm saying? You talk about
speaking of DJs, man. Shout out to the brother, the legendary DJ Kid Capri in the chat room. I see you, Kid.
Oh man, Kid Capri. Shouts out to Kid Capri, man.
Yeah.
Legendary goat shit.
Speaking about goat shit, man. Tuesday we were supposed to have this this rendezvous.
Yeah.
But exactly at 10:30 on Tuesday is exactly when
the verses.
Yeah, you know, Dipset and the Locks came on stage and we both made a decision to be like, damn, Epps. You know what I mean?
Hey,
yo, we gotta watch this.
I had, as a lyricist, I was waiting for Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I seen the verses, like, I set a reminder in my phone. I gotta see Jadakiss. He's like, if not the best, he's one of the coldest. He in my top five easy.
I say this not because I was raised and born in New York, not because I love New York music, but period. If anybody ever talking about King of New York, Jadakiss need to come out your mouth as of right now.
Exactly.
I'm talking about
metaphorically. I'm talking about the flow, you know what I'm saying? The approach, how he approached records, you know what I'm saying? His conclusion to his records was always delightful and tasteful, you know what I'm saying? I like when he threw the mic, that just showed like I could just still see that passion and that hunger in him all these years later. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these years later, you know? So, yeah.
If there was a South versus going down with two South artists, who would you want to see?
Ross and Trick.
Ooh.
Ross and Trick.
Yeah.
I want to see Ross and Trick to get real spicy. I always wanted to do one, but, you know, a lot of those guys, they know, like, I got I got like 30, 40 records. I'm ready for them. So, like, nobody don't want to do a versus with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I actually got a call like an hour ago. Somebody, I think Mike Smith want to do a versus with me. I'm going to smoke him. That's my dog, but I'm going to smoke him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just ready. I'm taking all, you know.
Yo, Mike, you said he wants all the smoke. I heard it right here.
Yeah.
No, but that's good, man. That's family too, man. And I would like to see that. Now, if that would have went down, yours, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely can get it in. And, you know, I think if we did a versus in the South, you know what I'm saying, I'll take our Rick Ross against anybody. I'll take our Trick Daddy against anybody. I'll take our JT Money against anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Listen, I see somebody say Briscoe versus Iceberg. Yeah, I could do. Yeah, I would smoke all of them.
Yeah, that would be a good one too. But I think I know who I would go for that one right there.
I got too much. You know what I'm saying? And not to be arrogant. You know, I got too much. I've been praying and working hard so long for this, man. You know what I'm saying? I said in one of my records, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I think from a DJ from Miami, I think the absolute versus for you, if you were to go to against another Miami native, I think it would be Billy Blue. That era, that time, it would be just.
Of course. Now, Billy Blue got some big records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was a part of a couple. So we'll see how we got to do that. We got to do that at the end or something. But yeah, Billy Blue is definitely great.
Yo, Everything Is a Blessing. The album is about to come out or is out?
It's about to come out. We dropped the first visual, which was Stay Almo. Welcome Back coming. Everything's a Blessing coming. The actual Everything's a Blessing is the intro. We just gonna go crazy. Then I'm dropping For No Reason. Me and Lip dropping a project called Open Locker. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So and then I'm dropping the Black Billionaire project. And then we doing the Black Billionaire, Black Rocket project with Rebellion Records. Shouts out to Ghost Rider, man.
Shouts to my brother Ghost Rider. Briscoe got the album coming out. Everything Is a Blessing. You heard the new record. I just played it, man. It joins Crazy Man Te Amo. It's out right now. DJs, I need y'all to run that. You're going to hear it on my show, which I have Monday to Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, the number one show, number one DJ show on the gram, period. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my man Briscoe. Follow him. You know what I mean? Holla at him. And Briscoe, once again, thank you for being a friend. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for, you know, being who you are, man. And I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you so much, man. God bless you, man.
You know what it is, my brother. And have a good night. And be easy on them girls tonight, all right?
No, I'm just going to vibe. Ain't going to be nothing crazy.
Real talk, man. Have a good night, my brother.
Love, bro.
Always. Briscoe, Opalaka. Word up, Opalaka Goon. That's my dog, man. And Ghost Rider, I appreciate